What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy fucking Monday. Oh my goodness.
It's another week closer
to Christmas.
I'm thinking to 2021.
That's
Listen, I love Christmas, but oh, I'm going to love a new year, new beginning.
Definitely.
New try at it. Because 2020 just didn't go anybody's way, really. I mean, even though everybody can honestly say they found a little good in it, you know, because we readjusted our mindsets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think everybody's just like ready to be done and over with 2020.
I agree. You know?
It's definitely in the record books.
Literally. You know?
But I'm looking forward to a new year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but I definitely have said this. I told you about the tweet that I saw that was like, I think it's cute how we're all like 2021 as if like overnight everything's gonna But no, it's like a mental reset.
It is. It is definitely a mental reset. And I also, for obvious reasons, I think we all living through this have changed a little direction, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole family game night shit means a whole lot more now. You know, like, I think our shift in mind has made, I think it's just, it kind of put us back to what's really, truly important in life.
For sure. You know?
And I think.
Yeah, when you strip away all the distractions, what do you have?
Family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So at the end of the day, I think it forced us all to be, become closer and just, I mean, we've always been close. How much closer can we get? No, but you know what I'm saying. Just like, I don't know, it makes us appreciate it.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, as much as I would love for Poof COVID to be gone, I do enjoy being home more and doing more home things, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Zane is into like stocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying like the vaccines are going to come out like mid-end December.
Yeah.
So 2021 could be, you never know. He's like, my stocks are going to go up. He's like invested in it.
I mean, literally. There's good things coming.
So there's hope. Yeah, there's hope.
There's definitely good things coming because aside from vaccines, there's also working on treatments. And, you know, I think people are slowly beginning to understand the seriousness and, you know, and starting to take a little more precautions. I think people are being a little more careful and stuff. You still have the people that are not, but I think more and more are turning that page sort of and like, okay, this is a little more serious.
Yeah.
Let's get help trying to get it under control.
Yeah. You know,
I do want to say something. Me and Alyssa touched on it before, which I think is so ass backwards, but here, there's, like, say if you're exposed to somebody at school, right? You then have to stay home, you know, and quarantine. Obviously, right? So one of Aaliyah's teachers is being homed quarantined because one of her students tested positive. And so she's home quarantining. And we know somebody that was home quarantining because person... What? Am I saying it wrong?
No. You said quarantining, and it made me think of a quarantini, and I'm like, we should invent that. Sorry.
But one of Aaliyah's, somebody from Aaliyah's school is home quarantining because of exposure, right? Not that that person is positive. That person tested negative. However, that person has a sibling that's able to go to school. So I don't understand the point of making that one child stay home if other family members are allowed to go to school. Because isn't that bringing it right back in? Like, I just feel like the loopholes and like, the rules are so, like, silly in that sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's like, oh, stay home because you have possible exposure, but then, your sibling can go back to school. Like,
yeah. No, I get that. But then what do you do with the parents that still have to go to work? Like, they're getting exposed to their kid, too. Then, like, the whole family should quarantine?
I don't know. But I don't think, then why is that one child? Like, it's just, seems like... It seems like a cat chasing its tail or don't chase, like it's never, it's just going to keep going and going and going.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like,
also like with people that are supposed to quarantine when they get back from places and they're not doing it, it's like, how do you keep track of that? Right. You just can't keep track of everybody. It's like impossible.
It is impossible. But so. I think, And I'm not at all bashing because I understand how new this is and it's a new thing and we're all experiencing it. And the scientists and the doctors and the school boards and the
we're going through a pandemic.
This is new to everybody. So I understand that things aren't going to be perfect and there's going to be little shits like this. But when she came home and told me the other day, I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all.
A lot of things don't make sense.
But okay.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know. I don't know if it's just New York State, but we have a thing where if we get to a certain level of positives in towns, not schools, but in towns, if a town reaches a certain amount, a certain percentage of positives, the schools then must start doing 20% testing of teachers and 20% testing of students. So they're asking for volunteers to go get tested. So we are somewhere very close to hitting that mark.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The first. So it's yellow, orange, red. So I think our area is close to becoming yellow. So if it's close to becoming yellow, I have to allow the school to test my daughter. Well, no, I don't have to allow. Don't get me wrong. I have that option to opt her out of it.
Right.
But if 20% of the school district doesn't allow, doesn't test, then they close the school district.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
I know. It's
gotta test people.
And then it's like, well,
I don't know. There's so many ways you can go about it. Like,
and that's the whole point. That there's just so much still of the.
Yeah, like you said, everybody's still learning. Everybody's still figuring things out. How are we gonna make this
work? Who's gonna volunteer to get that shit shoved up their nose? You know? And and I told Aaliyah, she was like, Mom, nobody's gonna volunteer to get that done.
People will.
And I'm like, I think people who wanna stay in school, the parents who need their kids to stay in school, are gonna be the ones to say, you could test my child.
Yeah.
People who don't want their kids, you know, like, so I think it's gonna be very much based on.
I think they'll get 20% of people to do it.
That's a lot of people if you think about it, though.
Yeah, that is.
You know?
It is.
And it has to be done every 2 weeks.
Ugh. Wait, didn't you say that you got it done and they don't put it up as far anymore?
The rapids.
Oh, okay.
Like a rapid.
See, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Up to my brain.
Yeah.
It gives you like that.
I think that they are going to go the rapid route because so many people had concerns with allowing somebody to stick something so far up my nasal cavity.
Yeah.
So I think they are allowing it to just be a the rapid, which would be
so just, I think people would do that then. I would do that. Instead of like, if they're like, oh, no, we don't have to put it up to your brain. We can just like swab right here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, that's easy then. Just
but again, it's who you allowing in the school to do it. Is it teachers? Is it
the
nurses?
I would hope the nurses.
That.
Or they get somebody to come in, like doctors to come in.
But that's what I'm saying. Nothing has been
It's not like confirmed or anything yet.
It's just ideas being tossed about. But
I mean,
because we're so close, it's like, shit, they need to get their shit together and have a plan of motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I personally wish they would just close down for a little bit again. Because in my opinion, it's not going to get worse.
Mm.
I shared with you, I don't know if we did on air or not on air the other day.
I forget. I say so many things in so many different places. I don't know what I say where.
But I got a notification. And if I did say this last time, I apologize for repeating myself. But I got a notification. It's like, oh, U.S. hits 4 million cases. I was like, 4 million? I thought we're above that. And then just up a little line, because my phone has big letters. So I only read half the headline. And then when you went up, it said in November. So just in the month of November, the United States had 4 million confirmed cases, new cases.
That's a fact? You fact checked?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
And then yesterday on my phone, 3,100 people died.
Oh,
so
my
those numbers
Lordy.
Again are absolutely ridiculous. And I know they're getting worse because obviously we're testing more. So of course
people
it's
going to
be more
school,
positive.
People are back in work.
Yes.
People are going out to eat more. Like, of course. Yes. Yeah, it's going to rise.
Yep. So it's just, you know, I feel like if they just.
I saw a TikTok of a girl that was from New Zealand, I think. They're like doing the best in ever in the whole world. Uh-huh. She's like, we shut down. Only one person from the house was allowed to go out. No essential, like non-essential businesses. We were not allowed to leave the house for a really long time. And now I can go out without a mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw that same TikTok.
Yeah, but people will throw a hissy fit here.
That's what I'm saying.
It would never
Everybody
work.
Over here would be like, oh, my constitutional rights. And listen.
A was a whole I'm other all fucking for thing. The concept.
Yeah, let's not really get into this, but it's also, it was written how many fucking hundreds of years ago? I mean, there's got to be some adjustments. I mean, we're living in a world.
Or some contingencies. Like, if we go into a pandemic, you must wear a mask and try to prevent it.
But you look at places like Australia, you look at places like New Zealand, where they were so much more strict with the lockdown and everything.
Is Australia back? I thought they were bad again. Australia.
Not like us bad, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Jerry, I thought they Google shut down right again. Now. But yeah, but they shut down at what? Like, that's Aaliyah said to me the other day.
Like, we should have been shut down again.
Aaliyah said to me, Ma, all of New York schools got shut down when there was a couple of thousand cases. Think about it. Think about last March.
Right.
It was just a few thousand cases. Mm-hmm. Now we have 4 million cases in 1 month.
I know.
And we're open.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know? And I understand. Okay, now they know a little more about
the masks,
it.
That this, yeah. I know, it's so much. Speaking of Corona, motherfucker, Billy is canceled. Oh no! I'm so sad. So sad. And I get it. Like, half the people are pissed. Half the people are like, whatever. Because some people want their money back. And some people are like, no, hold my ticket. Like, I want to keep my seats and everything. Mm-hmm. And we got really good seats. And so, like, Zane was like, really, Liz, like, you can get him again. It's fine. So, like, it's not a big deal. But it's just sad because it's like, it just reiterates the not knowing when shit's going to come back. But when I got the email, I was like, no. So I'm going to get a refund from that. Also, didn't even notice. You know how I surprised Zane with tickets to Crystalia? Which, where the fuck is he? I don't fucking know. He fell off the face of the earth. Still never came back to social media. But remember how I got us tickets to see the comedy show?
Yeah.
Apparently, I got an email back in August saying that it was canceled. And I never saw it until now. And it said, and it gave me credit. I bought it on, like, SeatGeek. You know that app? Uh-huh. And it gave me, like, a credit for, like, whatever I paid for it. And it said it expires in August of next year. But it said, but if you reply to this email within 7 days, we'll give you a refund.
Oh, shit. So you literally have money sitting on SeatGeek.
That expires in August of 2021. So I emailed them yesterday. I'm waiting for a reply. But I was like, listen, like, with COVID, like, how am I going to know that, like, what if I'm not
just be out this money?
Yeah, like, what if I'm not able to go see a show, you know?
Wow.
And I didn't even say, like, what date I got the email or anything. Like, I don't know how I missed it because I check my email every single day. But I must have thought it was, like, a promo, like, SeatGeek promo and just, like, unread it. Because I do that all the time. I'm like, DSW, Forever 21, unread.
Right.
So I must have just missed it. So hopefully they'll give me my money back because otherwise, where am I going with those? Like, what are they going to do? I'm sure they're struggling a lot because they're based on events and then nobody's having events right now. But, like, I doubt that there's going to be concerts in August. You think so? I doubt it. I mean, you know what? Maybe. Because that is next summer. And if the vaccine starts working and we get it more under control, then maybe there will be concerts. But I don't want to be out that money. I'm so pissed. I'm like, fuck, only a credit? And then it's like, within 7 days. I'm like, shit.
She's like, fuck.
Fucking
damn.
Idiot. Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah, Crystalia, huh?
What happened to him? We should do an update.
That's gotta be like, you have to be guilty, no? Like, if you're just like silent, or he's like, fuck it, I made enough money, like, whatever, I'll just get off social media.
I don't know. You haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything at all. If you don't know what we're talking about, Crystalia, he's a comedian. And Zane and I fucking loved him. Like, we watched his podcast. We watched his comedy specials. We already went and saw him in a show a few years back. We met him, which he wasn't the friendliest in the world, I must say. But we just love his comedy. We think he's hysterical. And it came out that, like, young girls were saying that he was like, I don't want to make any crazy allegations because I don't remember the full thing, but basically, like, flirting with young girls or taking them backstage or telling them he'd fly them out and things like that. And a lot of girls came out about it, and he just went ghost. He just ghosted.
Okay, can everything. I just say something? The last, just by Googling it, the very last thing that everything is posted was September 2nd. So it's been stale. Like, there's no more news talk of it. Mm-hmm. Everything is, like, September 2nd. Crystalia is facing more accusations. Crystalia, official website. Yeah, it's just he denies accusations.
Oh, he denied.
September 2nd.
Then why did he disappear? You know what I mean? Like, if somebody fucking accused me of something like that, I'd get on and be like, abso-fucking-lutely not. You know what I mean? Mm. Rather than going silent, I'd be like, this is not true at all. Justin Bieber did that, you know? Like, when somebody accused him of shit, he's like, this is completely, absolutely false. This is not true. But to, like, go silent, I feel like that says something, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's what we talked about. Was
and when
like,
we said it, yeah, I'm probably telling it.
And it also, yeah. I mean, I think I said that he was probably lawyering up. And that's his silence. But
yeah, but nothing?
September 2nd, and now this is December. That's 3 months.
And
silence.
I got the email in August saying that his thing was canceled, but it said due to coronavirus. I don't know. That's crazy. I haven't really caught up on it, but that's insane.
I mean, this one just said October 12th. There was newsletters tailored around like the updates of it from his... what the victims say, but that's not him saying anything yet.
Right.
So the last is September 2nd.
That's crazy.
Just with that quick Google search, because I'm sure if I looked, I could find other stuff. But
yeah,
that is crazy.
So now I'm wondering, I'm like, because that was a gift for my sister too, the Billy concert. I'm like, what should we do with the money? Like, should we keep it and like when she goes back on tour, like use it for that again? Or should we like, I don't know. I don't know. Something we have to think about. I haven't gotten the refund yet, so we'll see. Damn. But me and my parents split her ticket, too. So, like, we all have to, like, decide. I don't know what we're going to do with it, I guess. That sucks.
It does suck.
Anyways. Zane and I started watching a new show that I wanted to tell you about.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I don't watch shows. And it's not a reality TV show.
Holy shit.
I know.
Alyssa, I'm impressed.
I know. It's on Hulu. It's called Big Sky. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. It's about kidnapping.
She's intrigued.
It's good.
Really?
And the first episode, Zane and I were like, it's a little cheesy. It's on ABC. Sometimes ABC shows can tend to be a little cheesy acting, you know? But we are on the third episode, and it's on right now, so it's only coming out once a week. So it's one of those. So there's only three out. But it leaves you like, holy shit, I want to see the next episode. Like, there's, like, little plot twists and stuff. But, yeah, the first episode was a little bit cheesy. But now, like, Zane is really into it. Like, after the first one, he's like, I'm not watching this. Like, watch it by yourself. And then the next day, I'm like, he's like, are you going to watch another episode today? I'm like, yeah. He's like, maybe I'll join you.
I'm
like, okay. And so now we both really like it. It's pretty good.
I'll check it out, but not when there's only two or three. I cannot watch something.
I hate that.
Right. However, Ever and I are watching that Designated Survivor, which...
That's the president show?
I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself watching. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like, oh my God, just one more.
Binge watch it.
Just one more. Mm-hmm. Starting something where maybe I have to wait a week would be better instead of just sitting my ass watching one after another. However, I can't wait. And then by the time the next week rolls around,
I forget.
Like, what did I watch?
Yeah.
But maybe after we're finished watching Designated Survivor, maybe we'll try that. Because we're always looking for new shows.
Zane and I always used to go when we were binge-watching something. You know how it goes, like, next episode starting in 10, 9. It would go, we'd just watch the TV and watch it go down and be like, it already started. Oh, well.
It's kind of whatever and I do.
Yeah, you're like, shit, well, it already started. I guess
we have to just kind of watch it. Yeah, it's exactly whatever and I do now. I mean, I don't think we've ever...
Done like, oh, shit.
Right.
We do it all the time.
But it's like, well, like he'll get up from his position and I'll move my position. And it's like starting and we just fall back into the couch.
Yeah. Are you almost done with the other show?
No.
It's
in
long,
fact,
right?
We've been missing it we haven't watched any episodes in quite a few days because Aaliyah's getting back into her funk, which sucks. Me also. And I've been trying to watch more.
Positive.
Christmas.
Fun. Lighthearted.
Really super cheesy. I told Zane we watched a really super cheesy dog movie the other day. Christmas dog like drops from a pound and winds up. It was kind of like Home Alone, but the dog was Kevin.
Okay.
So it was like people were breaking in and he was like trying to like whatever. It was just it was a cute, cheesy type of Christmas movie. Lighthearted.
Those are good.
And then we
watched. So definitely don't watch Big Sky then.
We watched a Disney sing-along special. Uh-huh. It was hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
It had like Michael Bublé. It had Ciara. Oh. It had, I don't know.
I love
it. It had a bunch of people just singing. And they were singing in their home. Oh, they had Pink, and Pink's daughter Willow sang with her. Oh my God. Okay. It was just really nice. Like I was thinking like, oh, it's going to be like goofy sing-along kind of like Mickey Mouse things.
Right.
It was Disney.
Yeah.
But it was really cute. It was cute.
Did you watch Tree Lighting?
No.
Oh.
No.
It was weird. Nobody was there watching.
That's so
super weird.
Super weird. And then you text me that like you have to reserve a spot to go see it. And I'm like, what do they do? Have markers that you reserve like on the floor? Like
no,
this
no,
is
no.
your spot?
Online. You have to go on your phone or on your computer and like reserve like a time.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. So I guess you just show up at your time.
But what's to stop the regular tourists in New York City to
they
stop and look at the tree?
They probably have like a barricade and they only let you in if you have a reservation.
Oh, well, I don't want to go in there anyway. I watch it from the tree. I don't ever pay for anything, Alyssa. You don't know me good
enough.
Wait,
what do you mean?
Like to pay to go down onto the ice and
see the tree.
Girl, you see the tree from all the fucking Manhattan.
I mean, that's true. But I guess if people want to get up close and like take a picture, they're just going to regulate it.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't get that close anyway. Me and people don't work well together, especially now during Corona. I'm waiting for a first night where it's kind of, we have to watch the weather because I want to definitely make our way into the city.
I got my winter gear.
I want to do like midweek though, so it's not super crowded, you know?
Yeah, we're all like fortunate that we can do that.
Yeah.
As long as Ever takes off. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. Even if he works until 2, because Aaliyah still has school, right?
Yeah.
So if he works until 2, get home, we could leave them. By the time we
that's
get there,
true.
It'll be night.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it'll get dark at fucking 3:30.
Yeah, so I'm totally down, but it's supposed to be really cold again.
Yeah, we'll just have to make a reservation. I wonder if it's like filling up. I don't know.
I just said I'm not making a reservation. I'll view it from the street.
You don't go close to the tree?
No. What's
Yeah, we do. You don't stand far away. You go into the crowd of people. You never done that?
How close do you want to get?
I like to go up to it.
I stay far enough away that you can get the whole picture.
Yeah.
In the whole tree in the picture.
Yeah.
That's from the street. That's not down up in there. If you're down up in there in that little square, you're going to see a light.
Yeah, but I don't
think
you have to pay for the reservation.
Well, we'll see.
That would be nice. It's just us like near it. That's
it.
I
guess.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but from what I heard, I think
it's pretty nice that they're doing that.
Yeah, I agree.
There's 45,000 billion
Otherwise,
people.
It would just be craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to go to Chinatown and get Tasha Bell.
Done. Dunzo.
You know.
Man.
And
be freezing ass fucking cold.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Bundle up.
I miss the city. It's been a minute.
Yeah, when Zina and I went for our anniversary, it was really nice. It was nice because there was nobody there.
That's
take advantage of
it. It's nice because of Corona.
Yeah.
And like the limited amount of flights in and flights out, and you gotta have
kind of a perk.
Positives. It is giving us a little perk of being able to just drive in and not be.
I mean, listen, let's
swarmed with tourists.
Let's plan it.
Okay, well, we gotta keep an eye on the weather.
Okay, and
are
then
you guys come along with us.
Coordinate Ever's work so that we can make a day, and then we'll all just like go.
Perfect.
I want to do it.
Perfect.
Because taking advantage of the fact that Times Square isn't shoulder to shoulder, like we definitely should take advantage of that.
Mm.
For sure.
For sure.
Okay. Let's do a little shout out, you guys, because we have another supporter to shout out. We love you all so much. Thank you for supporting us. Today's shout out goes to Melinda Bounds.
Melinda. Thank you so very mucho.
Kisses and hugs through the microphone. We love you so much.
Masks on, of course.
Masks on.
We ain't gonna spread our germs to you.
Thank you for supporting us. If you guys are interested in supporting us, of course, no pressure. But there's always a link in our little show notes that you can do either 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99. And it really helps us out. So thank you so much,
Melinda.
We love you.
It's very much appreciated.
For sure.
For shizzle.
All right.
I'm sorry. I just want to say also.
Go ahead.
This whole Spotify rap. Holy shit, Alyssa Rose.
What?
Our listeners are so motherfucking dedicated.
I know. We're like their top podcast.
You guys. are so like cute. Amazing. They're like, people had like listening 9, 10, 11 episodes a day.
In a day. I know.
A day. They're binging. I mean, you guys are definitely the real MVPs.
For sure.
I couldn't listen to myself talk for that long.
Me either.
Mm.
But we're not us, so.
That's true.
I've binge watched podcasts too. Listened to podcasts.
But I just, seriously, my sincere, wow. absolute sincere gratitude.
We made their top five.
Fuck, we're the top one. I mean, it's so, so appreciated.
That's really
like,
cool.
To sit, like, I was getting so emotional when people were like, mine too. I'm like,
you're talking about in the group. I haven't been on Facebook in so long.
Oh,
I gotta go on.
Oh my gosh, uh-huh. The way. I mean, I've been limiting too. I'm just going through some shit. I'll eventually come on and tell my story. You guys, I apologize that I've been MIA, and I'll fill you in just a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But I did go on because somebody messaged me originally, and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then I started paying attention to all the, you got not, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of them.
Amazing. That's absolutely awesome. Amazing.
I saw some on like Twitter and Instagram, but I'm sure there's a ton in the group. Oh thank you guys so much. That's so cool.
Everybody, like great community, like the family that we've made. Yeah. It's holy shit.
Wow, the Agamil fam.
None like no it's other.
Nothing
right?
like it.
Yeah, whatever I'm trying to say. Thanks, Les. You help me when
like no other.
What is that?
Like no other.
Like no other.
Yeah, that made sense.
Like no other.
You should add an extra like in there or something. Like I don't no remember. Other. I don't know. You're asking the wrong fucking person.
Just fucking whatever.
I don't even know what I'm saying. All right, let's read some emails, you guys. We're gonna do some advice because we're just the best at it.
Okay.
All righty. Ready?
Ready.
50-50 finances aren't working anymore.
Help.
Oh, I forgot that part. Help, please.
I thought you were leaving it for me. I mean, oh come on, Lisa.
I was.
Teamwork.
Right. Exactly. Hey, ladies. So, my boyfriend and I have been dating for quite some time now. We are, quote, legally married in the eyes of the government since we've been living together for so long. Okay. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
I think we've talked about this. Common law marriage.
In all states? In the U.S.?
Yeah?
Maybe we did talk about this, but I'm a new person now, so I need to relearn. If you live with somebody for a certain amount of time, they make you legally married? How's that allowed? Do you get to approve of it?
Okay, so New York does not allow the creation for a common law marriage, a relationship in where a couple lives together but have not participated in a lawful ceremony. Unlike other states, a New York couple cannot acquire marital rights and responsibilities by living together for a particular amount of time. So apparently, I guess not in New York.
Okay, because I've never heard of that before. And I've only lived here. Isn't it crazy how different people's lives are? Like, some people have lived in, like, 10 different states by the time they're 20. And I'm just like, I've only lived in New York. It's just so cool. How different everybody's. Okay. Shall I continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a 3-year-old dog and a kitten who we love, and we're planning on the engagement, kids, a house, the whole ordeal. I love him with my whole heart, and I know how much he loves me. There's just one thing that weighs heavy on me. Money. I grew up very poor, living paycheck to paycheck, moving from one rented basement to... Is that how you spell paycheck? Or you think she's from somewhere else?
She's from somewhere else.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm like, that is... I'm learning so many new things today. Okay. Paycheck to paycheck. That's spelled it like C-H-E-Q-U-E.
Proper.
Check.
Like it's...
Wow. Okay.
Hmm.
Moving from one rented basement suite to the next, and he grew up living in his parents owned, in a house that his parents own, and never having to worry about where his next meal came from. So, in that regard, we are complete opposites when it comes to how we think finances should be. The way that I grew up was very much a team. My parents didn't have, quote, my money and, quote, your money. It was, quote, our money, if that makes sense. Now, when we moved in together, we opened a joint bank account. We use it mainly for rent, but we also have a joint savings, but that's a whole nother story. I've never had a lot of money. I have struggled with it, and I'm out of debt now, and I genuinely... Sorry, I'm having a hard time seeing this over the mic. I told you, I got it. It's not spaced out. I got it. No, I don't. Okay. Now I lost my spot. I've never had a lot of money. I struggled, and now I'm out of debt, and I generally don't spend a lot of money on myself besides my nails. He makes literally triple of what I make every month. What's happening right now is I am spending 75% of my paycheck on rent, utilities, Wi-Fi, and groceries. The other 25% is what I use for gas and the gym and a coffee every so often. So by the time that it's almost payday again, I have $20 if I'm lucky. I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and we are splitting everything 50-50. He's only spending 25% of his paycheck on the same things. I have brought it up so many times that I can't do this, and I need to be able to save and get myself to an okay point, but he always says that he wants to get his bank account to a comfortable amount first. By comfortable, he means 10K. I feel resentful and angry because I am the one cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, and my job provides him with benefits. We do our taxes together, and I lower what he owes by a tremendous amount every year, and yet it's still 50-50. I don't know if this makes any sense, but he keeps saying that we can just move and find somewhere cheaper and continue 50-50, but it's not feeling equal at all. I'll still be paycheck to paycheck, and if I have to keep spending so much on not only rent, but the food that he eats. I spend all of my day either at work or taking care of the house, and I still bring in pennies compared to him. And if I got a second job, we wouldn't see each other. I'm just ranting at this point. I'm sorry, but fuck, I love him, and I hate feeling unsupported and like I'm building a future with someone who won't help me out when I'm needing him to pull more weight. Okay, love you. Bye. Yikes. This is hard.
This is really hard.
It's hard because as a couple, you want to feel like, hey, when I'm down, I need your help to pick me up. Mm-hmm. You know? But at the same time, money is a very sensitive thing, and it can make you feel resentful towards somebody. So it's like a very fine line, I feel like. What do you think?
This is a hard one for me.
Yeah.
It's a really hard one because I'm that person that grew up really poor, paycheck to paycheck. I still live paycheck to paycheck. And if my other half made 75% more than what I was making, but yet we still contributed the exact same amount.
Like it's even, it's not.
That's a difficult pill for me to swallow because at the end of the day, she's spending 75% of her check and he's only spending 25% of his.
Right.
And is it his fault that he makes more money than her? No. Is it her fault that she makes less money than him? No. But this is a really hard situation because I understand completely where she's coming from. And then obviously I'm going to understand where he's coming
from.
Like,
because
he's like,
split
we're
everything.
50-50.
Yeah.
I do feel though, you know, like the food that he's eating, bullshit, let him contribute more. You know, I think he should be doing the dishes and doing the laundry and cleaning the house along with you. I mean, if everything is 50-50 financially, then he should absolutely positively be doing 50% of the chores as well. Because you can't pull that card when it comes to finances, but not pull that card when it comes to chores.
Totally agree.
If you're 50-50,
right,
then you're 50-50.
50-50 so, on everything.
A, he needs to step up his game at house, and maybe that would alleviate some of the resentment. Because if you're going out and you're working your ass off and you only have $20 at the end of the week and he's sitting home, I'm not saying like a princess because we know he works.
Yeah, but time
but
is money.
Sitting home,
time is money.
Right. If he's sitting home at the end of the day with his feet up eating the food that you're preparing for him and you're washing his dirty drawers, then that's not 50-50.
I think this needs to be a discussion between the two of you because he probably feels like you're not making as much money, so you should be doing more around the house.
Right. And that's absolute bullshit. Mm. Absolute bullshit.
If you're splitting costs 50-50, yep, then you should split the chores 50-50.
Absolutely. Let him cook dinner
if
and wash
the laundry.
If
he's going to pay for more, then maybe it feels more equal if you do more house chores because he's paying for more.
Listen, I mean, this just hit me. I feel very insecure the fact that I'm still not back to work. And I don't know if I could ever do that job that I once had. And I have my insecurities that I always say to Ever. I mean, my husband, since he's came into this family, literally hands me every paycheck, every penny of every paycheck, except if he needs to send money home for his mom for whatever reason. He hands me over his complete paycheck, never a question asked, right? he does so much in this house, though. You know, like, he comes home last night. He helped with the light. You know, he takes care of the grass. He takes care of anything that needs to be done around the house and stuff like that. There are times that I'll go, it's motherfucking 11 o'clock at night and I'm still going. And he's sitting there watching TV. But then I think of all that he does. So there has to be
balance,
that appreciation. Listen, he goes to work. He works his ass off physically day in and day out. Hands me over his paycheck. No questions asked. I'm blessed in that. I'm blessed in many, many ways. However, there are times that if I'm not feeling so great, whatever have you, I'm like, I need a little help, but I won't voice it. And then I feel a little resentment towards him. So maybe you need to voice more. Like, I don't know if you are or not, but maybe you need to voice more and say, listen, if we're doing the whole 50-50 financially, you need to get off your ass and help with the laundry and the dishes and the grocery shopping and taking care of the dog. And
but will that help her? Because she's still left paycheck to paycheck.
Well, that was my whole point of my rant. Maybe I didn't make it clear, was when I feel most resentment for him, I know it's because I'm not voicing my opinion. I'm not saying, hey, I need help with these dishes tonight.
She has said, I can't do this to him.
Oh, she has.
She said that. She said, I've told
Fuck. Him. I'm talking, wasting all you guys' time. I am so sorry.
She said it somewhere in here. She said, I told him I can't do this. And then he said, we can just move somewhere and that's cheaper and continue 50-50.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that she said that.
But can't do the finance, right?
I have brought it up here. She said, I have brought it up so many times that I can't do this and I need to be able to save and get myself to a point. Da da da. And he said he wants to get his bank account to a comfortable point too.
Again, they're still talking about finances.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she's holding resentment because he's not helping out with the laundry, the dishes, the X, Y, and Z.
If he's not going to budge on the 50-50 finances, then at least have him budge on the housework.
Regardless of budge or not budge, he should be doing half of it anyway. If you guys are both working full-time jobs, you're both bringing home money, you're both splitting the bills, he absolutely 100% should be contributing to the fucking household. I'm saying that I think she has a little more resentment because on top of working, not making as much money as he is, she's now spending his money, her money, on shit for him to eat, on the, you know, and then she's taking her time, which we all know time is money, to do his fucking dirty laundry.
Right.
So I think she has a little extra resentment because he's not helping out around the house.
I agree.
You know? And yes. I think if he was to help out around the house,
then she'd feel it's more equal. Like, okay, I get it. We can spend the same.
Finances won't be the same, but at least you won't have the pressure of, I got to work a full-time job, come home, I got to take care of a dog and a husband and, well, boyfriend, husband, cook and clean and laundry and every other shit. Because really, think of how many hours in a day that all takes. She ain't getting paid for that. Listen, you want me to cook, clean, and do your motherfucking laundry? Then fucking pay for me. How about you contribute what you would pay for a maid and a chef and everything else, pay me for that, and I'll continue doing it.
Yeah, why can't I come home from work and sit on the couch and eat my dinner?
Exactly. That you or made? Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's what you need to start doing. Just come home.
Just stop.
Stop doing everything. Just sit your ass on the couch and put on the TV.
The tooth fairy didn't clean the kitchen.
Damn, I was on all sorts of a rant. I totally read this in a different way, but I absolutely positively think you guys need to have that very serious conversation.
For sure.
You know,
and I mean, finances are not easy, so be prepared that it's not an easy conversation.
Yeah.
It can be if you guys get to that comfortable point.
Mm-hmm. And you need to, it seems like she's a lot more willing than he is. He needs to realize, you know, I mean, you guys have spoke about it. Did you write it on paper? Do you, you know, sometimes seeing things makes it a completely different. You know, if he's seeing, you know, that whole, did you ever see those stupid little things that it was like a couple and they would like have a pizza, like a pie pizza, and they, the husband or the whatever would say, do you want me to cut it in 6 slices or 8? And she'd say 6 because I can't eat 8 slices. Meanwhile, it's the same size pizza. You understand? So it's like the finances. If he sees it in a way where he's using the Wi-Fi, the this, the that. But she's contributing to that, and she's not using that. It's going to be that whole, that right. comparison.
Right.
Wait, I'm putting more into this pizza, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm putting more in, but I'm not eating it. So right. why am I paying in when you're making the money?
I know, it just gets so messy because, like she said, like how she grew up is like our money. Like Zane and I just, we split everything. Even if he uses something more, we still like split it, you know, because it's like, I don't know, it just gets messy. I feel like it gets messy when you pick apart things like that. Like, well, you use this more. Well, I use that more. And then it's like, at the end of the day, you there's certain things that I use more and certain things that Zane uses more. So, like, let's just split everything. You know what I mean? Like, if we go to the grocery store and he wants to get, I don't fucking know, like, the sparkling waters that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
Now I started kind of drinking them sometimes. But my point is something that I don't touch, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to buy 5 cases of them. I'm not going to be like, oh, put those on a separate bill. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because then I just feel like it gets a little messy to the point, like, what if one day I want to get tilapia that he can't, he doesn't eat because mm-hmm. it'll bother his throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then it's like, it all evens out at the end of the day. Like, so to nitpick, for them, I see how it's necessary for like big bills, right? Like Wi-Fi, like you said, and things like that. But I feel like I'm just saying, in my opinion, I wouldn't want them to get so nitpicky about little things like that. That like, well, I don't eat chicken. You're the only one that eats the chicken.
No,
you
I
know
don't
what
think
I mean.
It needs to get to there, but if
right.
she,
that's all that I'm saying.
I mean, if he's left with 75% of his check at the end of the week,
yeah, it just doesn't feel equal.
That there's definitely got to be made some adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you're not into the Wi-Fi, if you're not into that cable TV, if you're not into that, then let him pick up on those bills.
Right.
You
totally.
Know, like
yeah.
there's
no, I agree. Like I'm not paying for Zane's PlayStation membership. You know?
Exactly, because that's something that he's strictly doing, right?
Right.
So that's what I mean.
Yes,
it's like stuff
totally.
Like that. That, you know, like cable TV, right?
Yeah. Who, if you just don't watch TV.
If you don't watch TV, then let him pick up on that cable bill.
If you wouldn't have it without him, then he should be paying for it.
That, yes. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that because that's what I was trying to say. Like, there
yeah.
needs to be, and even with that, he should still be fucking helping out around the house, which I don't.
100%.
You know, that's just because that was what I was going to respond when you said before with like the whole thing with the sparkling water and the chicken or the tilapia. With all of that, Zane helps you around the house.
For
right?
sure. And I would slap him if he did it.
And it's like, ever helps me around the house. I mean, there's times where like he'll want to buy beer bottles. And I'm like, why do you need to drink from a fucking bottle? It's triple the amount of a can. But at the same time, he works hard for his money.
That's what he enjoys.
He hands it all over. He can have a fucking bottle every now and then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to me,
we've all got our little things that we're like, why the fuck would you buy that? But it's what makes the person happy.
Exactly. So, yeah. Again, though, I don't think it bothers me, even though I think about it. I don't think I let it bother me because he does so much for me.
He deserves
me.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think if her man did more around the house,
yes,
she wouldn't
you feel
have that
deserving.
Reason.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he wouldn't. Right.
I also hate the thing of saying, like, I know I get what everybody means because I say it, too. It's like, oh, he should help you around the house. I hate that it's like a default thing that, like, you're not helping me. We're
our
both,
house.
Yeah, but uh-huh. everybody says that. It's like, I need more help. Like, but it's like, why is it one person is the default? Why is it not just automatically split in half? You know?
I saw one of those things on Facebook. It was like one of these videos, right? And the guy was like, oh, I'm going to help my wife with the dishes or whatever.
Oh, congratulations.
And it winds up being the story. And he's like, that's not how it works, son.
No.
You know, I ate off of those dishes, so I'm washing them.
Literally.
You know, she cooked the dinner. I ate. I'm going to do it. It's like, I'm washing the laundry. Oh, you're helping your wife out?
No, I'm doing
washing
my fucking
the clothes
laundry.
Because I wore them and
yeah.
I'm dirty. And you know what? My wife works and she put them in the wash, so I'll put them in a dryer. And it's like, when you see that, I think
yes.
so many people are like, oh.
Yeah, I'm so blessed with Zane. I really am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With Ever. Yeah. And there's certain things I want to do and that I like doing.
Yeah,
laundry
I love cooking.
Is one of them. Vacuuming, dishes,
yeah.
like all those things I enjoy doing. I like the gratification of seeing it, like,
yeah.
bam, and then wow.
And
you
they
know?
Wouldn't do it as good as we did anyway.
Well,
I'm just kidding. That's true. I'm just kidding. You'd have to do it again anyway. No,
like, fuck, I know I'm going to have to do it again anyway. Let me just do it.
I'm just kidding.
But I, yeah, wow. I feel for you because
I do too, because
I know
hard.
Exactly where. Yeah. And
finances are sticky. Gets really sticky, I feel like.
You know, they say, like, money destroys more marriages and relationships than anything. And it's so true because some people value the dollar more than they value the person, you know? And that's something that I'm absolutely fucking blessed with that I don't worry about that.
Same.
You know?
Zane and I are so open about money.
And, you know, it could be where, no, we can't afford to do this today, but then next week I'll make a big purchase. And it's never questioned.
Right.
It's never asked.
Right.
We speak about it, you know, and that's it. And I am blessed like that.
Jerry needs her Halloween decor, you guys.
Listen, that place is 50% off. But, yeah.
Totally.
I really feel very bad for you.
I know. I'm so sorry. But I think, like, you guys just both have to have a really open mind about it. And just, like, the problem with why it destroys marriages is because people get, like, so tight and, like, offended. And, like, you got to just be able to have open communication about it, you know, like, and just be comfortable with it. Because, like you said, at the end of the day, like, you guys are going to get married. You're going to have kids. Like, you're not going to be checking who's paying for what. It's just going to be together, you know? And that's what it's about, the partnership, you know? I don't know. Yeah, I think you guys need to have a hard conversation.
Wow. Sorry.
We love
That's a tough one.
It is.
It really is a tough one.
I mean, I feel like we gave what we could give.
Yeah, I know. I went on a rant and I apologize, but I was trying to make what was in my mind come out of my mouth. And sometimes I just don't make that connection very well.
Stupid.
Okay, so the kinda wedding crusher.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Hi. I'd like to stay anonymous. Okay, we got you, girl. Thank you for all you do. I've been listening to the podcast, and I feel like I learned so much and realize I'm not alone when I hear some of these emails.
Aww.
I'll try to make it short and uncomplicated as possible because it has a lot of moving parts. Okay, here we go. So growing up, there was this boy who is my age. Sorry, just wiping my eyes, trying to reset, refocus, that I was best friends with. Our moms are friends. My sister was friends with his brother. We were all just close and did a lot together. Around middle school, his family moved away, so we didn't see each other much, except when they would come to visit every summer. We were never more than friends, never did anything more than friends, but I will say that when I was younger, and they would come to visit me. Sometimes I have feelings like in middle school, crush type of feeling. Eventually I moved on and those feelings went away. But it always seemed like his feelings for me stayed, even when he would date other people. Over the past couple of years, he would visit every so often, but there were no feelings from my end whatsoever.
Tell me she's going to say now he's getting married and she wants to crash the wedding.
Flash forward to a couple of weeks ago. I got married.
Oh.
However, the night before the wedding,
no,
I got a package in the mail with a letter from this guy. Basically, he was confessing his love to me, saying he wishes all these things for me. It was literally like something that would happen in one of those cheesy Hallmark movies.
Shut the fuck up.
I obviously told my husband about it, and he was rightfully upset, not with me, but with the guy. But with this guy who would do something like that the night before our wedding. My husband's always been leery of this guy because he can be flirtatious, and my husband knows that the guy's feelings for me have not seemed to go away. Mm. I always kind of stood up for my friend because he had always been my friend for so long, and I clearly knew the boundaries and didn't want to break a friendship. But even I agree that that letter was inappropriate and should not have been sent, let alone the night before our wedding.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure what my friend intended by the letter, if he thought I would leave my husband and go running to him or what, but I still definitely do not have any feelings, even after reading the letter.
Okay.
So here's my dilemma. My husband wants me to confront him, but I don't know if I don't know how or even if I should. I feel like if I confront him, it's just bringing attention to it, and it would definitely be the end of our friendship. I'm the kind of person who has trouble letting go, especially of people who were meant to be in our life for a season, not a lifetime. I'm very much a people pleaser and feel quite guilty and feel very guilty with anything I do that is for myself. This guy has struggled in the past with both mental issues, and I don't want to trigger anything by bringing it back up. Do I just delete him from my life? Like on social media. So his name doesn't keep showing up on my phone? Do I confront him about the letter? Or do I just pretend like I never got it? I feel like I can't ignore it. I feel like I can ignore it for a while, but eventually this guy is going to keep texting me or messaging me or something. I just don't know how to handle it. I'm sorry this email is long, but I wanted to make sure I got all the necessary details. Please help.
Holy shit.
Let me tell you something.
Talk about a monkey wrench.
Talk about it. However, I gotta give props to this dude. Because.
Why?
He had to profess his love for this girl before she got married. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. But let's play in the husband's point of view. Let's play in her shoes. If he got a letter from mm-hmm. a girl that he's been best friends with since he was a little boy, mm-hmm. confessing her love, mm-hmm. and he wanted to stay friends with her, how would you feel? If that happened to you and ever got a letter in the mail of a girl that he's still friends with mm-hmm. from childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's never had anything with because he's never felt anything more for her other than a friend.
But she had a crush on him.
I would be like, bitch better step back. That's right. My man.
Right.
But.
You can't blame him?
I mean, I would take it as flattery almost. Like if somebody was to reach out and be like, oh my God, Ever, I absolutely just wanted to let you know I've loved you forever and ever and ever. I would be like, bitch, but it would be flattery because I know nothing. Like, I know his feelings were never there for that person. If it was something like an ex-girlfriend that they had something, I would 100% flip shit. But if this was just, listen, we were friends, never ever did I have feelings for him. He had feelings for me, but it wasn't reciprocated. I don't know. I do think it was in bad taste to do it the day before the wedding.
Yeah, maybe a few weeks before the wedding
would have
been better.
Like she said in a cheesy Hallmark movie, because as I was reading it, that's exactly what I was envisioning. Think of that like when they, like this is definitely played out in a movie scene, in a movie that I've seen before, where it's just like in a last-ditch effort, he reaches out.
Breaks off the wedding.
Yeah, and then runs away. Like, sure, I could totally see that happening in real life because what if they never communicated their feelings, right? Maybe he just thought she was playing hard to get. I don't know. This could have went in so many ways. I don't think it needs to be addressed.
Just pretend you never got it? Just pretend she never saw it?
I guess. Maybe just slowly block him on social medias too. I mean, if your husband.
Yeah, like, what is he comfortable with? Because yeah, that's a big deal.
I mean, your husband married you. You still walk down the aisle. He's your husband. I mean.
And somebody else is in love with you. That's a big deal. Like, what would you want them to do? Would you want them to block the person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they can stay friends.
Yeah.
Because that's just, like, uncomfortable for the husband and a little bit disrespectful, no?
All right, can we just, like, rewind and just delete everything I said? Because no. You're right. When you're putting it that way, it's like, yeah. So if there was another woman out there who is madly in love with my husband, I wouldn't want him to be in contact with
her.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a different thing of getting a letter of him professing or confessing his love for her, but.
Which is not her fault. That's not her fault.
Right, absolutely.
But staying friends is her fault.
Okay, so yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes,
you're right.
No, it's good. We have to unravel these things.
I do think that it was cute of him to like just before he got married, just say, I just want to let you know I fucking love you.
That's fine. That's fine. And you couldn't have controlled him sending that letter, so that's not on you.
Right.
But you got to understand your husband's point of view. Right. Is like, okay, this guy's in love with you. Like, why would I want you hanging around him? What if you start to fall in love with him? That could be true.
Got it. Okay. Yep. Listen to Alyssa, not me, because I was way off right there.
It sounds like she does want to respect her husband. It doesn't sound like she wants to be friends with him still.
Right. But she just doesn't want to break his heart. He's got mental issues. So, like, that's not going to be on you, boo.
That's on him.
That's going to be on him.
He confessed his love. He knows that there would be repercussions of it, you know?
And you know what? Slowly, does it need a big confrontation? Maybe just slowly. You live apart anyway now, right? You say he only comes down to visit every now and then. I would just slowly delete him, stop following, this way it's not so dramatic. This way he's not going to be crushed and sent into some mental mm-hmm. breakdown.
And don't feel guilty.
Yeah, no. Live your happy life. Damn, Melissa.
Guess what?
I fucking came off as such so wrong. Sorry, guys.
You're like, good for him.
I'm glad he got it off his chest.
Yeah.
You know?
But I wouldn't feel guilty for it because I've said this so many times, but what you're doing is a result of his actions. So you have to act on what he did, mm-hmm. you know? So if you have to unfollow him on social media because that's what is the respectful thing to do, then I think you got
to
do it.
I agree.
That's what I would do. Shut up. Melissa,
you didn't say anything wrong, though. No, I did. Because, I was just looking at it as, like, flattery. Like, oh, my God, he, like...
Mm-hmm.
But it is so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like he had to get it off his chest, and he did. So yeah. Just like... Like Alyssa just said, he forced you into now making you back away, unfollow him, block him.
Yeah, that's what has to happen.
Right. So he did what he had to do, made you uncomfortable. So now you do what you got to do,
exactly.
Which might make him uncomfortable. But it's what's going to be best for you and your husband in the future. Then I definitely, wholeheartedly agree with Alyssa Rose.
Especially another thing to add is you said he's very flirtatious. And your husband didn't like that.
Right.
You know, so mm-hmm. it's like all these little things. It's like, eh.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I think you just unfollow and move on.
I mean, yeah.
What?
No, I mean, it's flattery. Nonetheless, it's flattery.
It is. Somebody's in love with you.
But it was flattered. So take it for what it was worth.
I'm sure he knows that there is going to be something to come out of it. He's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to confess my love for her and then nothing's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, he knows something's going to happen from it. So, all right.
Wow. I should have read this one. It's just nice and big and bold. Kind of like me. I'm big and bold.
Wait, is it? Oh, no, it's my...
It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Self-help-ish. Oh, wait, we should move this to the self-help category when we do, like, all those with people that feel, like, stuck in their career and stuff. Oh, no, this is about, like, a friendship thing.
Okay,
sorry. Sorry, guys. What's poppin'? Listen, Jerry, I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to try and keep this short, no promises, and I made the letters bold and large in case Jerry reads this.
Bold and large, just like me.
Almost a month ago, my best friend Kayla and I gave our third bestie a surprise party on the day that she was supposed to be married. She called that wedding off. The party was technically her idea. She spoiled the surprise. We called it a, quote, thank you next party. Well, she ended up bringing her new boyfriend to the party.
Oh.
She was late, no biggie, but she was the first to leave. She was super rude to everyone there and acted like she did not want anything to do with us. Oh. So you're throwing your friend a thank you next party because her wedding got called off and shows up with a new guy.
Leaves first to leave and is rude to everybody. I think you need to thank you next to your friend.
That's thank you
I
next think. Her.
Yeah.
So she goes, okay, Kayla and I waited a couple of days to see if she would thank us, tell us to fuck off anything. And she never said anything. Not even a thank you.
Nothing.
So we went to her place to talk to her and it was terrible. She never stopped screaming at us, saying such nasty things and so on.
Who is she? Let me at her. I'll fucking beat her ass. I mean, I don't condone beatdowns.
I mean, if they deserve it. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. Kayla and I have decided that we don't need that kind of shit in our lives.
Love it.
Later that night, my ex-friend sent us a long text basically saying that we are shitty friends and that she has done more for us than we have done for her and that me talking to her about things was a burden. Now, I am messed up. I am afraid to talk to anyone about things. I can't talk to my husband because he acts like an ass. Love you, babe. My question is, how do I fix myself? I feel broken, like I'm a burden, and I keep telling myself I'm too old for this shit, but I can't help but feel like this. I've always felt like the dumb, ugly, fat friend and shit so...
Alyssa?
Okay,
try again.
I have always felt like the dumb, ugly, fat friend and shit. So the things she said really hit where it hurt. Sorry this was long. It probably makes no sense. But any advice is appreciated. Kay, love you, bye. No,
Kay,
this makes
love you, bye.
Totally and sense. And Kay, love you, bye to her.
Yeah, Kay, love you, bye to
well,
her.
Well, she already did.
Fuck her, and you are blessed for her to be like, peace out, Girl Scout. She did you a fucking favor. And you know what? Listen. Listen to me. You don't need to fix your damn self.
No, at first.
You were doing such a non-selfish, such a loyal friend people. Kind of thing. You helped her on her shittiest fucking, like, hello, her wedding got called off. I mean, I wonder why. but she is so extremely fucking selfish. How can she then throw and speak and talk and scream to you guys if you guys are doing something so fucking nice for her? You're going to throw her on a party on the day that was supposed to be the best day of her life and now is canceled. You don't need no fixing, girlfriend. It's her that needs fixing. I'm glad she's out of your life. That's some ugly shit.
Agree. We got to bring that quote back up.
Don't take criticism from people you won't.
Don't take advice. No, don't take criticism from somebody you wouldn't take advice from.
Fuck.
Would you take advice from her?
Fuck her.
From somebody who's so disgustingly nasty.
And now she's like, oh, well, I can't help but feel like this. I've always felt like the dumb fat friend. Are you kidding me?
You're letting her tell you how to feel?
Hello?
Her nasty-ass attitude?
No.
She's not an example.
I'll be your friend.
If I don't want to be like you when I grow up, then I don't want advice from you, right? Like, you don't want to be like her. Like,
yeah, no.
Why would I take advice from somebody who's so not grateful and nasty?
Do me a favor.
I don't want advice from you.
Do me a favor. Look at this through somebody else's lens. Pretend this is your friend telling you a story about a friend and tell me the advice you'd give her. And then give yourself that same advice.
Well, she did say that her and her friend already decided that they don't need this shit in their lives. So she did cut her out.
Yeah, but now she's feeling like she's the broken one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She feels like she needs to fix herself. You do not need to fix yourself. Yeah. Listen to Mama Jerry and Melissa Rose. You do not need to fix your damn self.
Don't take advice from people like that.
Ew.
She's screaming in your face and you're going to take what she says seriously? Fuck her.
Fuck her.
We're angry. Jerry, we forgot to do favorites again.
Oh, I thought we weren't going to.
Oh, we just skipped on it. It's fine.
Fuck favorites.
Fuck.
Everything's my. You know what my favorite? Can I tell you my favorite?
Tell me.
My Agamil fam.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Nobody likes your favorites anyway.
I think we asked and people said, yes, they do like
them. No, we'll leave it. Nobody likes it anyway. And then if they're like, we like them.
Then we'll just like, damn. You know what? We have a lot to cover in December. We took the month off. We'll get back to you in January after we open our Christmas presents.
Yeah.
After we have a new fave.
That's good.
It was intentional, guys.
We did it on purpose.
We planned this.
We did it on purpose.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You guys.
Seriously, sweetheart, whoever you are, reach out to me. I'll be your fucking friend. I'll be your boost. You don't need fixing. We can fucking bring each other up. We need more love, more kind people in the world. Fuck these fake ass.
Yeah, don't take advice from these broken people.
Don't let her make you think negative about yourself.
Fuck that.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Dirty
is that a
whore.
Song? Fuck that bitch.
I don't know. Probably
fuck
is.
That bitch. That's definitely a song. You guys, thank you for hanging out with us today.
That's it?
That's it.
Seriously?
We talked a lot.
Oh my God.
We love you all so damn much. This is a good one. Some spicy topics.
Yeah, I just felt like my advice was ass for half of them. But listen, even I have days, bad days.
No, that's part of reading them live, like for the first time, is like we have to unravel our thoughts on it.
And there's going to be no editing. There's going to be, like, I'm not going to be able to edit out.
No, you're not editing shit because this episode's already short. So you're not editing out anything, okay? We have to unravel it together. Like that girl that her mom and sister was pregnant or some shit. And by the end of it, we were wrong.
We were like, oh. I get it.
But that's why you guys are here for. This is raw.
We're fucking keeping you entertained, for real.
I know.
They're like sitting at home going, why aren't they getting it?
I know.
Are they dumb?
And then me and Jerry listen back and we're going to go to each other. We're like, wow, we're fucking funny. Wow. So if you thought that we didn't like our own podcast, we think we're fucking funny. Anyways, we love you all so much. If you guys want to check us out on Instagram, it's just at Agamil. Become part of Saturday Shenanigans. If you don't already listen to the Saturday episodes, you guys need to get on it. They're fun. They're like 15 to 20 minutes. Sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more. They're like shorter episodes, but we do fun little like questionnaires and we ask you guys questions on our Instagram stories. So if you're not a part of it yet, it's a lot of fun. Also, we want to shop our merch, teespring.com/Agamil. Go check it out. Masks, hoodies, t-shirts. Hats?
Stickers.
Stickers?
Stickers.
All of the above.
All of it.
What am I missing? Oh, if you want to send us an email like we read today, agahmilpodcast@gmail.com. agahmilpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, love you. Bye.